Our scripture reading for this morning is the familiar words of St. Paul, taken from the second chapter of his letter to the Ephesians, beginning with the 8th verse. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. He had a very special project in mind. He wanted to build a certain chair, a certain beautiful chair. And so he needed materials. He went off out into the woods, wintertime, pulling a large sled through the snow. And after he'd been out there searching for a while, he came upon a large grouping of fallen trees that apparently had been there for quite a while. And they were showing not only signs of age, but they were showing the signs of decay, rotting, infested with bugs, deteriorating at the edges, the bark was coming off, and they smelled. Whew, did they smell? And he began to kick at the pile, and they all looked about the same. He lifted up one of the large logs and propped it up end by end onto his sled and began dragging it back to his house. And some of the people that passed by him on the road and along the path that he was going on looked back at him, could actually smell the logs as they went by, and thought to themselves, what is he going to do with those ugly old logs? Somebody even yelled out to him, I hope you're going to burn that thing. This piece of wood was so filthy that he didn't want to take it into his house just yet, so he dragged it into his wood shop, was out back near the garage, and he propped it up near a large barrel that was filled with a cleansing solution used for cleaning off the wood that he would work with. And he dropped it into that barrel and he let it sit there in the liquid for a time. And then a few days later pulled it out and laid it back down to dry. And once it was dried, he began to trim away the old bark and clean out the crevices of this big old ugly log. And as he trimmed it away, he worked and worked to try to salvage anything he could, any pieces he could. And he took that wood and began to cut it down and plane them into very usable pieces of wood. And each day, with his skillful hands, he began to craft this beautiful and wonderful chair, unique, special from any of the other chairs that he had in his house. And his touch to that wood brought out the beauty of this decrepit log that should have just been burned. And the dead wood virtually came to life in his hands. And it finally was to the point where he could mark it with his special seal. This was his masterpiece, and he was now done. And that beautiful chair was now ready for display. People came to see it and look at it, but it was also good enough and strong enough not only to be placed in his living room, but it was beautiful enough, but also very functional. St. Paul says this about us. As for you, you and I, you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you used to walk. We were bound by ourselves naturally for nothing but the junk heap and the burn pile of everlasting destruction. St. Paul even goes to say that by ourselves, to show that there's absolutely nothing in us, not even in our will, he says, by ourselves, we were objects of wrath. St. Paul certainly knew this about himself, the author of our text. He would frequently refer to himself as the chief of sinners. And yet, purely in the eye of the craftsman, purely in the goodness of the heart of God himself, he has chosen to come up to us in the junk pile and the burn heap of this world's pool of humanity and to pull us out. Paul says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, made you alive together with Christ." This had nothing to do with anything special in us, the log. There was nothing about us that made us better or unique or maybe less difficult to work with. It all had to do with the hands of the craftsman. And God has now taken you and me and dragged us into his church and placed us into the waters of holy baptism, where we have been cleansed of all of our sin, where we have been grafted into Christ, have been connected to him by faith, have been given his holy, perfect record that we will need someday on Judgment Day. And now, because of God's doing, we are worthy to be worked upon by him. The craftsman has touched us by his grace. We are heirs of heaven. Paul says it so beautifully in those great words we know so well. By grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves. Not even the faith we have is from ourselves. He says it's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Who of us, when we walk into heaven someday, could come in and say, "Boy, was I ever smart to make my decision to believe in Jesus?" We can't. Had nothing to do with us. God purely chose us by his grace. Has nothing to do with my will. It had everything to do with his grace and good pleasure. Our text says, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. The Greek word there is the word for manufacturing and producing something. It's even the word that in the New Testament is used to describe what God did in Genesis 1, creating the world. And God now has plans for how to use you in your life. Your special abilities, your special gifts, your talents. A commentator, Paul Kretzmann, says this about our text. These good works, which are evidence of the new creature in us, by which our Christianity is tested and approved, have been made ready and set forth by God before we ever thought of performing them. That's really something, isn't it? To think that God had plans for how to use the good works in your life as his child, even before you knew about them or even thought about them. Just think about that for a second. How fantastic that is. That God looks at human history and he has selected you to be his child and to come to heaven, but he's left you here on earth for a particular purpose as a believer in Christ because he has specific things in mind for how he's going to use you that you maybe aren't even aware of. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. St. Paul is an excellent example of the very words of our text itself. Think how God pulled him from being someone who is a complete unbeliever, even standing opposed to Christianity and fighting it with his very being. And yet God turns his soul and his heart, converts him to faith in Christ, making him an heir of heaven, and sends him off to do the fantastic work of spreading the gospel. Someday, you will find yourself sitting in God's living room on display in his heavenly mansion. But even now, he has plans for how to use you, your talents and your skills, in service to him, to your fellow man, and to his church. May we always ask of ourselves, as God's workmanship, clinging to my Savior, bound for heaven, how can God use me today to advance his kingdom? Amen. Let us pray. Please take your hymn book out and turn to page 169, and we will rise and use the prayer for Tuesday morning. Please rise. Ever faithful God and Father, to you be praise and thanks for all your goodness, that you have permitted me to rest under the shadow of your wings. Grant that I also this day and always may be so awakened in love to you that I do not desire to live but in you and that, as long as life shall last, I may live solely in faith in your Son, that he may be my light and my life. To this end, I commend myself to you anew, that you would cleanse and reign over me. Grant that faith and that Christ through faith may dwell in my heart, that he may bring forth the fruits of faith within me, love, hope, humility, meekness, and patience. Teach me that I may desire nothing but your grace, no gain but the riches of your grace, no honor but that of being your child. May I take no thought for temporal things, for you will not leave me nor forget me. Sanctify and bless the labor of my hands, and deliver me from all danger and harm. Spread the wings of your mercy over all, and rescue everyone from destruction. Especially do I commend to the care of your grace all my family, the government, and all my superiors. Have mercy on all in every estate and condition, and make an end of all wickedness and offense. Help all who are in want, be gracious to us all, and give us your peace in Jesus' name. Amen.